Gunner his 100th home run, age 24. And how significant is that number to you?
100 home runs in the big leagues is it's a great accomplishment in its own, never mind being 24 years old. So, yeah, it was a special moment for him, and boys had some fun with him in the clubhouse, so that was, it was good. It was a good little speech for him.
Do you hope that a game like this can kind of get him going for him to reach base four times like he did tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it, that he's close, and especially during this homestand, the day he DH'd with the three walks, to me that was very telling of kind of how he was feeling at the plate and where he was at. And today kind of like was a culmination of everything. Like, saw the power obviously, and he had another great walk against a tough lefty and two base hits. And so yeah, I think Gunner is about to have some fun now.
Obviously a really great game from him, but to look at the one, I guess, blemish, I mean, caught on that run a second. Do you know what happened on that read that he made there in base
running? Oh, yeah. That's, we had intel on Canning, you know, the timing of the holds and hold sequence, and he just held the ball a little bit longer than what we had originally coming in with the prep work. So, yeah, that was it. I was perfectly fine with that. Like, we talked about it leading up into the game and into the series, so... Yeah, it's one of those things where you just got caught holding the ball too long.
The team has been obviously so inconsistent. You get on a really good roll, then you lose four in a row. Now you win three in a row. How do you deal with the inconsistency yourself?
Yeah, this might sound redundant, but day one mentality. Each day we show up is we focus on today. And our guys are doing a great job of coming in, getting the work in, getting prepared, and ready to attack each night. And that's all we have to do is focus on that night's game. And that's what our guys did today. And we're gonna do that tomorrow.
But the way this offense is built, how important is the home run for you guys to be successful?
Yeah, I think any team, the home run is important, but kind of like we've been talking about with our guys is being able to score runs without the home run. And we've been showing that as of late, you know, even tonight with, you know, Taylor Ward going first to third in the first inning, and then Kowser with a great read going first to third. It just allows the guy at the plate a little less pressure on him to come through with a hit or a big knock or a homer and slug. It's now opens up a little more avenues for us, whether it be score a run on a ground ball or a sack fly. You know, so all those little things come into play, like Jackson sack fly today. So it's, I think that's when a high-functioning offense is going, when our base running is matching, you know, what we can do with our slug.
What would you make of Boz's start today? Obviously not dominant, a lot of traffic, but it seemed like he limited some damage here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a grindy outing for Shane. Like, I think we all saw that. And honestly, for him to get through five was impressive, you know, and he didn't have his best command by any stretch, but it just shows how good his stuff is. And when he does have his command, just the ability just to keep the lead and get through five was impressive. And yeah, definitely wasn't his best outing, but no, he did everything he could to get the win for us. And sometimes when you're on the mound, you don't have your best stuff or your best command. That's all you have to do is just grind and give the boys a chance to win.
The offense has obviously been a lot better over the past 3 weeks. You look at the scoreboard, seven guys have an OPS over 700. When you took this job and when you guys added Ward and Alonzo, was this sort of the offense that you were expecting to see coming into the season?
Yeah, I think everyone has a track record of hitting, and it was only a matter of time for our guys to come around and see ebbs and flows of the season. Guys settling in, guys hitting in different spots in the order than they have previously in the past years, and new hitting coaches, new gelling together, like all that comes into play, and also the cat and mouse game of how they're getting attacked, right? They're getting attacked differently than how they were last year, and just the constant prep work and to kind of counteract that. And what you're seeing now is the guys a little more comfortable, and the at-bat quality with everyone has been awesome. I think that's where, if you limit the chase, get guys in the strike zone and grind down the starter, that's a calling card for our offense, and that's what we've been showing as of late.
Craig, you said you guys have fun in the clubhouse for Gunnar. Did you say you had a speech for him?
I was trying to give it to Adley because he was the hitter of the game last time, but he didn't realize that he was. So it was a kind of – I just gave a quick shout-out to Gunnar and let the boys take it over. And, you know, it was a good energy in the clubhouse. It just spilled over from the fans, honestly. Like, it was a great crowd tonight. Like, you felt it in the dugout. It was a great vibe, and no, it was awesome. It was a great win.
And just, I guess, how satisfying was it also with Sammy sending one out?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, the foul ball, I thought it was going to go over the stadium, out of the stadium. And usually, I think everyone that's here has watched enough baseball, usually when you hit a foul ball home run, usually it doesn't end up well. But Sammy did a great job of just being Sammy and staying within himself and hitting the changeup. And the scary thing is he didn't even get it. So it just speaks to the power he is. And yeah, that was really impressive what he did. And that really got the boys going too in the dugout.
This is the fifth time you guys have had a 3-game win streak. Obviously, it hasn't been able to extend past that. When you have these moments of momentum, how important is it to sustain that and continue that?
Yeah, I think we want to win every game that we play. You know, I think we get on the roll, and you know that's why we want to show up the next day and get ready to win tomorrow and compete tomorrow. It's a tough league, and there's a few things we can control in this game, and that's how you show up to the field and you prep, your work, and go out there ready to compete. And that's what our guys have shown, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Get a good night of sleep and show up and get ready to play tomorrow.